person, Dinah Shore.
Hello, Truman. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas.
Yes, in person, Dinah Shore. With Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra in her own show. Dinah herself in person, with words and music for everybody, especially for our boys in the service and the girls they left behind them. Brought to you by Bristol Myers Company, with a suggestion that you make Mum your word for charm. That's M-U-M, Mum. For her first number tonight, in person, Dinah Shore sings Hip Hip Hooray.
Hip Hip Hooray, we're living in the USA. Come on, you Yanks and holler thanks. Hip Hip Hooray, Hip Hip Hooray. Americans will always say, we like it here, stand up and cheer. Hip Hip Hooray. Every girl and boy can find romance beneath star-spangled skies. Lots of fun for everyone in our land of paradise. Hip, hip, hooray, living in the USA. Let freedom ring, come on and sing hooray. Hip, hip, hooray.
Rousing cheers for you, Dinah. That was swell.
Thanks, Truman, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, it's really a surprise to see so many of you here tonight, what with gas rationing and the dim out and all.
You know, those things are certainly cutting down on nights out, aren't they, Dinah?
Well, that A card of mine keeps me home plenty, I can tell you that. But you know, it's not so bad, Truman. The last few nights I've stayed home and worked in my dark room, getting caught up on some of those back negatives, wrapped Christmas presents, played games and written letters, and it's fun. I've been getting acquainted with home again.
Yeah, that's right, Dinah. Home has seemed more important to all of us lately.
Incidentally, that thought is beautifully expressed in this next song, Truman. Cole Porter has written a lovely ballad called You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire. While the breeze on high sang a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be to come home to and love, to come home to and love.
Jean, dear, I can't imagine you working the munitions plant, especially working on the evening shift.
The swing shift, Addie. That's the one from 4 in the afternoon until midnight.
Oh, but my poor child, when do you have fun, have dates?
After midnight. Oh. You see, Annie, many of the movies and restaurants stay open after midnight just to give us war workers a chance to relax before we go to bed.
My lands. And you get all dressed up and go out at midnight?
Who said anything about getting all dressed up? Of course, a girl freshens up a bit. But the main things are your compact and mum.
That's the modern glamour girl. Jean works long, busy hours at a war plant, and when work is over, in just a few minutes, she manages to look attractive and be attractive. You see, like thousands of girls and women, Jean follows that sure way to banish undaintiness, the mum way. That's M-U-M, mum. The snowy white underarm deodorant cream. And the mum way is a quick way. It takes only 30 seconds to apply mum. Yet you'll have complete confidence in your daintiness for long hours while you're at work or at the movies or dancing. And all the time, mum is safe. It is harmless to your skin and to the fabric of your very best dress. So you can use mum any time you like, as often as you like. You can use it even after you're dressed. So never be without a jar of mum. Keep one with you, for example, where you work. Keep one on your dressing table. Then you're prepared at any time to banish undaintiness that famous sure way, the mum way. Get mum from your druggist tonight or tomorrow. Tell me, Dinah.
Yes.
You got a lot of letters from the boys in service. Judging from these letters, what type of song do the boys like best?
Well, that's hard to say, Truman. Their choice of song seems to depend a lot on how they're feeling when they write. Most will want a sentimental ballad. Others will want a rousing marching song. But that next one craves a scorcher. The requests are as ruggedly individual as the fellows themselves.
I see. Well, your next song isn't exactly aimed at the sentimentalists.
Well, no, no. You're right there, Truman. But it's one that just about everybody seems to like today.
In person, Diana Shore sings Mr. 5x5.
Well, twirl my turban, man alive. Here comes Mr. 5x5. He's one of those big, fat, bouncing boys. Solid, average boys. He's Mr. 5x5. He's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe, and it do from side to side. Mr. 5x5, 15 chins on a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real hep fat. He's Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5, slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe, and it do from side to side. That man can really jump it for a fat man. Trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5, solid man of jazz. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than it do from side to side.
Men in service, it's the mail call. Girls back home, it's your selection of the memory medley of the week, sung by Diana Shore in person. First, though, Diana, would you come here a minute?
Sure, Truman.
Friends, it's my pleasure to announce that for the second time, Diana has been voted the best girl singer by the radio editors of the United States and Canada in the 7th annual poll conducted by Motion Picture Daily. And to tell you that she has also been chosen the outstanding new star for 1942.
My sincere thanks to the Motion Picture Daily and the radio editors of this country and Canada. This is really an honor and a wonderful Christmas present.
Well, you deserve it, Dinah. Congratulations.
Thanks, Truman.
And now, what about tonight's memory medley?
Well, friends, our medley tonight includes three great songs by Irving Berlin. The first one is for our brave allies, Russian Lullaby. And the second one tells of a great love, How Deep Is the Ocean. And the third one is for you boys in the service. This is the Army, Mr. Jewel.
Every night you'll hear her croon, a Russian lullaby, just a plaintive little tune when baby. Somewhere there may free for you and me. And the Russian lullaby. I love you. I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are covered with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey? From here to a star, and if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the
this is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephone. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in the van. This is the Army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore. You're in the army now, you're not behind the plow. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you're in the army now. You're in the army now, you're not behind the plow. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you're in the army now. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war. And she won't worry you anymore.
This is Donna Shore saying goodnight until next week to all you fellas in the service from us girls at home. Night, girls. Night, fellas. Night, everybody.
Remember next week at this same time, in person, Donna Shore, same station. And won't you also remember, ladies and gentlemen, to make Mum your word for charm, get a jar of Mum. That's M-U-M, Mum, from your druggist tomorrow. Truman Bradley speaking.
This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.
KECA, Los Angeles.